ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hi Emily.
Hello Emily.
And hello to our listener legend.
Hi, my name is Julia. I live in the Blue Mountains. Hello from the land of the Darug and Gundagara people.
Thanks, Julia. There's lots to marvel at in today's episode. We'll take a peek at pictures that scientists have been trying to capture for hundreds of years. We'll uncover a well-preserved thigh bone from a thylacine and inspect an art exhibition with some unlikely contributors. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is News Time.
You've probably been told not to look directly at the sun, and that's really great advice. It's not safe for your eyes. But thankfully for your peepers, scientists have been working for years to take good enough pictures of the sun for us to be able to see the surface clearly. Until now, all the pictures they've taken have been blurry and unclear.
It's so hot. It's just gas. It's a bunch of gas everywhere.
Yeah, because the sun is so hot, it's hard to get a good pic. But now scientists have managed to get clear photos and videos of the sun's surface. They're brilliantly gold, and you can see feathery waves swirling and whirling together.
Kind of looks like golden leaves on a golden wall.
Yeah, it kind of looks like when you're out in autumn and you just want to step on all the leaves. It's very mesmerising.
It's a pretty magnificent sight, don't you think? The swirling surface has given scientists hints of something perplexing about our sun. We know that the surface of the sun is about 5,500 degrees Celsius, but the corona, which is the atmosphere above the surface, is about 2 million degrees Celsius. That's a huge difference. How could the atmosphere around something be hotter than the thing below?
Kind of looks like the waves when you're at a beach, how they just roll and roll and roll.
The swirling surface of the sun might be the answer. Scientists think that the way that the surface swirls together might be adding some heat to the situation. When things swirl together on Earth, it's usually because the fluids are different temperatures or going at different speeds. But on the sun, the moving bits have different rates of magnetism. And so the magnetic field is whirling around too. Maybe that's what's making the corona so hot.
Because they're trying to figure out how hot it is and find more about it.
I have no words for this.
If you'd like to see some close-up pics of the sun, ask your grown-ups to head to the News Time page on the ABC Kids Listen website. It's the safest way to see the sun, sizzle-free.
Oh, hey, Emily, can I have another story, please?
A new art exhibition in South Australia has been created by an artist named Alice Lindstrom with the help of, about 400 children.
I think that's a lot of children. A lot.
Yeah, imagine getting 400 of your school friends to work together on something. Alice Lindstrom worked with the children from South Australia to create an installation. That's the sort of artwork that you can walk around and look at. An artwork that takes up an entire room, or maybe even more. Working together, Alice and the children created a garden of imagination, full of flowers, birds, insects, trees, and more.
It kind of looks like something that you draw. That you do if you were drawing like prophecies in the olden days.
It looks majestic.
It looks like something straight out of a stop motion movie.
The artwork is called A World That Grows, and it's a lovely example of what can happen when people work together. Alice the artist held lots of workshops with children, encouraging them to play with different colours and patterns and shapes to make their artworks. Alice then had the big job of bringing all the different pieces together.
I think they feel proud of their work and how much they worked hard on that.
The children would probably feel excited seeing an artwork they all made in a single area.
Yeah, and even though Alice is the professional artist, her work wouldn't exist without the creativity of all those kids.
It shows us that if we work together, we can make something beautiful and show the community what they're made of.
It shows us that if we work together, we work better and everything will turn out better than if you work alone.
You don't just need to be one person in one world doing one thing on your own. You need a group to help you go on your journey in life.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow of the week.
This story made me go wow because now scientists know more about this extinct animal, and isn't that cool? Like maybe they could find all the bones and then make a new version of it or something.
The Territory Tiger is a relative of the Tasmanian tiger, also known as the thylacine.
What's a thylacine?
The thylacine is an extinct species of carnivorous marsupial, and they lived in Central Australia millions of years ago. They had sharp teeth that could munch through bones, and sharp claws too. Back then, the Red Sandy Desert was home to flightless giant birds, crocodiles, flamingos, and the Northern Territory's biggest species of thylacine, Thylacinus potens.
Because people hunted them a long time ago because they thought they were bad, but they're actually not.
They weren't hunted to extinction by humans. These animals disappeared long before humans were around. Scientists have found little bits of evidence for the animal in the Alcoota fossil beds, a big area in the middle of Australia that's full of fossils. These beds get explored once every 2 years by paleontologists lucky enough to make the trip over. This year, Dr. Adam Yates made an extra exciting discovery, a beautifully preserved femur bone from a territory tiger. The femur is the thigh bone in your leg. This thylacine thigh bone is the first complete limb bone that's ever been found of the species.
It looks like obsidian, like when it's just been made.
Kind of looks like when a dog has chewed everywhere through the bone and it's got nothing left on it.
When Dr. Adam was uncovering the bone, he was careful not to get too excited too soon. He didn't want to get his hopes up. But as he carefully brushed away the dust, he realised he'd made an amazing discovery.
I think it's because they wanted to find more about them, so they were happy they actually found a discovery like this. Super fantastic!
It's super exciting. The discovery will help scientists better understand the size of this species of thylacine. They can look at the femur bone too, and then estimate how big all the other missing bones might be. And maybe those bones will be uncovered next time someone digs at the Alcoota fossil beds. We'll just have to wait and see. Alrighty, I hope you've been listening very carefully because it's time for today's quiz. Question one. What's hotter, the surface of the sun or the corona, its atmosphere? The corona. Question two. How many children helped with the artwork? 400. Question 3. In which part of the body would you find the femur bone? The thigh or leg? And your news noodler. Can you think of an artwork that you could create with a big group of people like the one in South Australia? What would it be like? And done. How'd you go? Well, thanks for your help today, friends.
Thanks, Emily.
Bye, Emily.
You're welcome. Catch you Monday. Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.
Hello, I'm R.A. Spratt, the children's author behind the Friday Barnes, Nanny Piggins and Pesky Kids series. And I'm super excited to bring my podcast, Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt, to ABC Listen. So join me and Nanny Piggins, the world's most glamorous flying pig, and let us transport you to a world of adventure, mayhem and chocolate. Find Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt on the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.